This poem is called The Searchers. He wants to kill her for surviving, for the language she spits, the way she runs, clutching her skirt as if life pools there. Instead, he grabs her, puts her on his saddle, rides back into town, where faces she barely remembers smile into her fear with questions and the wish, the impossible wish, to forget. What does living do to any of us? And why do we grip it, hang on as if it's the ribs of a horse past commanding? A beast that big could wreck us easily, could rise up on two legs or kick its back end up and send us soaring. We might land any moment like cheap toys. There's always a chimney burning in the mind, a porch where the rocker still rocks, though empty. Why do we insist our lives are ours? Look at the frontier. It didn't resist. Gave anyone the chance to plant shrubs, dig wells, watched, not really concerned with whether it belonged to him or to him. Either way, the land went on living, dying. What else could it choose?